Hey, it's Steve Okers. This is Steve Okers Report, right? This is the monthly data report that we put out here at the Steve Okers Group about the Grand Rapids sort of market or data area. Kev actually is going to put a graph up, I think, of like specifically the area that we're talking about. So there's not confusion on how far that area goes. It actually goes quite a ways. I was pretty surprised, Kevin, on where all we pull the data from. But some of it, it's not the Lakeshore, right? It's not Lansing. It's not Kalamazoo.
Kent County, part of, what is it, the Kalamazoo County?
Yeah, yeah.
Part of Barry County.
Barry County. Nuevo in Ottawa. Yeah. So, we'll get that up for you, but it's just sort of fun. Kevin is constantly bringing me new data, mappy things to look at. And I think it's just something that we enjoy doing. And I hope that you enjoy learning alongside of us. It's kind of like one of the highlights for Kevin and I each month, but we'll dive right into it. Last month, we really gave like projections of what we think that the 2023 market's going to look like. We only have 1 month of data, so it's really too hard to say, are those predictions going to come true or not? We'll find out. But there's some interesting things, and even as we go through things, then we're pulling up new data and playing with it together. So I'm just going to run us through what we have so far for January's data. Obviously, this is coming out in February, so we always go 30 days in arrear, or some of these things we went 10 years back today. So fun stuff. So I'll just give you the straight data. Ultimately, residential sales month versus the five-year average, we're down 27%. That's units, right? So we talked about that at the end of last year, that we were down some 200 units or more. 2,000 units or more. And so we're still seeing that play out, right? That we just don't have as much inventory and or unit sales happening. We talked about it's 10,966 units we ended up with last year for unit count, compared to 12,313 units. That's a mouthful, Kev. So we were down a sizable amount. What happened is then I asked Kevin, well, like, do we have 10 years of data? Look what this guy puts it together. Like 10 years of data of what is the normal for unit sales. And it's just a fun graph to look at because it really shows this area, which was really 2012, 2011 to 2013 for units. We'd have to go back to March of 2013 to have the same amount of unit sales as we have now. Couple things to think about in that, folks. One is just me as a broker thinking, but then also it's you as a potential buyer or seller. This was when we were starting to get the inventory back up from the foreclosure crisis, right? So we were at the bottom, probably that 2011, starting to make our way back up. But there was still a lot of inventory that was not on the market because it was in foreclosure. It was owned by the banks. So it took us a while. The other thing that happened during that time, a lot of the builders went belly up. They just weren't building, right? Well, that time we were selling a lot of, we were trying to sell a bunch of new construction condos downtown in my career. But those were all things that were started pre, foreclosure crisis or financial crisis, right? So that glut was getting cleaned up, but there wasn't new construction. So some of the data I would say that we're seeing here of the increase of inventory sales for the last, ultimately, that would be like 10 years, right, from the last time we were there, is new construction obviously took a bigger chunk that we had growth in. And I think it also is getting those foreclosures back onto the marketplace so they could happen and pull up. So our biggest month was January 2021. That was the most we have. And we have been on a downward slope for units ever since then. Kevin thinks maybe it's because of lumber costs we were talking about, right? Because we had lumber costs at the middle of 2021 that were spiking. And so did the builders then have to hold on to some of their new inventory and not build as much. Also did, because of the rates, did too many of the homes get bought, especially the single family market, by investors. And so that market isn't coming back on. So those units can't be reproduced or moved through the cycle. There's plenty of things. The other thing, just on the broker side or real estate agent side, in 2013, I'd have to do the data, Kevin, but I don't think we had 3,500 agents in our association, right? So we had probably maybe 2,000, maybe, right? So we are probably upwards of some 40%, 30% in agent count right now, but not volume count. So it'll be interesting this year and into next year if we stick with this lower inventory number that was before in 12 and 13, will we lose agents because there's just not enough to sell, right? We heard that at our meeting yesterday with loan officers. I don't remember who was saying that. I'll have to remember. But one of our agents said that they had a person that they knew put an entry-level job on Indeed or you name the thing. They got 100 applicants. Out of 100 applicants, 50% of them were loan officers. That, and I said, well, maybe they just didn't have degrees. No, they were all college graduates. Like college graduates, loan officers that made a lot of money during this period of the low interest rates and the refi, and there's just too many of them. So we'll see if that also plays out for agents. Are there too many agents in the market to handle the amount of inventory that we have? Similar to lenders, just not enough loans. Got to go get a different job, right? So that would be that chart. Let's throw that in here, Kev, when you get a chance, because I think that's really fun to see. Okay, I'm talking a lot, but we got a lot of things that Kev put together today. A new one, Kev is throwing all kinds of new data at me, and I got to keep up with this, man. So monthly medium price, sale price since 2012, and what Kevin wanted to show, which I sort of communicate with people, but now we have data to communicate it, it really is this arch, okay? And so this arch, really the last 3 years have been really pronounced, right? But really it's been that way for a while. And what is that arch? I mean, if we'd have to go back to what would be 2012, right? So same kind of data, right? Less inventory, where we didn't see as much of a pronounced curve. The pronounced curve is the median sale price of gain throughout the year. So we always will tell people, or we've been telling people in my career since that 2012, 2013, this is sort of one of the best times to buy. If you can find a house in January, February, or March, your pre-increase in value for that home. Or when it pulls back, it typically pulls back in November, December, and January. There are a couple of months that maybe you didn't feel that as much, right, depending on what price point you were or size of house. But we have really seen that play out this year as a way bigger arch than last year. So started lower, and then we just went right up for that 3 months, and now we've been going back down. So what do we tell our clients? Best time to buy is now if they can find the right house because they're pre-buying the increase in value. So some of the things they even say is, okay, if it's a $300,000 house and we're in multiple offers again and you still have to pay $330,000, you're pre-buying the $30,000 market that we've seen for 10 years straight. The curve or flatness really was only 2013 and 2012 and 2013. But I think that flatness because we were at a stable market, right? We'd have to look at the inventory to sales ratio there, but I would say that we were at an inventory of that 6-7%. So then the market didn't grow as much because we had just enough buyers and just enough sellers to make the market move properly, which we've been on the opposite then for really a good, probably 6 or 7 years. The inventory has been an issue. So, we were at an all-time high back in January of last year for price per square foot at 172 a square foot. That could be some of the new construction, but I don't think so. I think that just was the market. We were still at that sort of 3.5 to 4% interest rates. I think people realized that that might not stay around. And so people were buying with lots of price above square footage, using cash out of their investments because their investments were starting to slide off a little bit already at that time. So parents were helping kids and people that had investments were willing to put the cash in. So then we have been on a downward slope. But the last 2 months have been stable at 158. So I think we're finding what we talked about last month was finding some stability in the market that will hopefully level off as interest rates maybe level off. The economy maybe levels off this year. We could ultimately, hopefully, see sort of a leveling off of pricing. We have been down, and we've talked about this. The big spike, again, was 107% last January of price above list price for sale. The last 3 months, we've been below that. But we did creep up a little bit in January compared to December. And I think what you're going to find either in February or for sure in March, we will go again above 100%. We are competing now. Rachel and I have written many offers for clients over the last 2 weeks, and they have had multiple offers. The delay of offers are coming back or not getting the house because we didn't see it that first night that it was listed and they accepted an offer right away, which obviously then it would have sold at 100% if that was the case. And we're seeing things go up. We've seen cash we've lost to and no inspections again. So some things are healthy, some things are not in that conversation, right? So I just think we'll see pricing again. Rachel and I had a really good conversation about a client yesterday that they did an inspection on a house because we are being able to do inspections again. But how many people did not do inspections? And we've had a number of clients now that waived inspections years ago. Actually, they were not our clients. It's kind of interesting. They're calling us now to list their homes, but they were not our clients originally when they purchased. And their agent or whatever said, well, if you want to buy a house, you just got to buy it. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, we are seeing a significant amount of foundation issues on houses that people bought thinking, well, oh, well, we need to own a home and we're not going to worry about it. Well, now the buyers now are worrying about it. They don't want that house, or they want significant money off, or they want all the repairs. So just so you realize, this idea of writing offers above full price and getting, crazy, which at some points you had to, but crazy also, you know, equals not so good opportunities if you didn't at least understand what you were buying. So just be careful as that comes back. If your agent's saying waive inspections, we have talked about that with clients. We give them our opinion on it. We don't ask them to. They just have that choice. But, you know, the difference I would hope is that I had construction background and I've been doing this 15 years, that if there's something major, I'm going to point it out. It seemed as though a lot of these houses were with newer agents that didn't know to point out those major defects ahead of time. So keep on going. New listings per month was up in January compared to December, but still pretty low. But it wasn't far off from our averages. Kevin really played with this curve, and I made lots of notes because he had a lot of points on it, which I liked. One was basically this curve that matches each other, right? So the one curve is the amount of new listing. So the other is sales per month. In January is always where they flip, right? So the new sales are going up while still, or new listings are going up while the old sales or the sales are still going down. But then what you'll see is February, March, that trend line changes. And then they really run together up until that June or July, and then they start coming down, and then August is where they cut against each other, right? So all of a sudden sales in October and November are more than units coming on the market. So that's where we eat up our inventory, right? So you'll have people like we did last year, which will say, well, we put our house on the market in June and July, which there was way too much inventory in June and July of last year because that's when the interest rate spiked and buyers stopped buying for a moment. And then we got to sort of October, and then all of a sudden, like, agents were like, yeah, we had our house on the market for 3 months and we hadn't had any showings. And then all of a sudden we had 5 altogether. But that curve then finally got to a point where inventory came down enough. There wasn't new inventory coming on and the buyers still wanted to buy. So we'll watch for that again, but I think that will play out, which again just makes me think that we're getting back to a true, what we would say is a more normal pattern market. We'll have spikes in the spring for low inventory, buyers wanting to buy, wanting to move before the summer or move in the summer. We'll have a little spike in October and November for that fall market, and then we'll drop off. So we'll see if that's the case, but I really do think we're going to start seeing that play out. So interest rates are down a little bit, but boy, I can't keep up with them right now, Kevin. Like, they were down and everybody was excited, and then this balloon got shot out on the air and everybody got freaked out yesterday or last 2 days. And so rates then spiked again. Like, I don't know really on that. So I hope we just bump around this mid sixes for the rest of the year so that we can create some stability. I think Powell's talking again today. Every time the man opens his voice, something happens to the markets and rates. So I don't know how to keep track of that. What I do know how to keep track of is what's happening in the market. And that's where the market data comes from. And then just seeing how the multiple offers are coming back. So if you do want to buy a house, I think you do want to look soon because there will be less inventory. I was talking to some financial guys this morning at the coffee shop. They stopped me and asked me how the market's doing. This stuff's great, Kev, because I can just pull it out now, right? But I said, you know, we had 10,000 units sold last year. I wonder if we'll get back to 9 even this coming year, which I would not be surprised by, right? That if the unit sales aren't there, the builders will just rent it. We heard from one builder that they're just going to build, you know, 1,000 units, and whatever doesn't sell in 90 days, they're just going to turn them to rental product, and they can make money on that, right? So I think that we're gonna have another similar year in inventory. So we'll just have to see if there's enough buyers that have the affordability level at the new interest rates to afford the sort of stabilized pricing. And that will be our year. So buckle up if you're in real estate. Make sure you're calling your sphere of influence and talking to the people around you, because it's going to be tighter. There's going to be more, less units again this year, just like there was last year. That'd be my prediction. We'll find out if that's true or not. But also, if you do have something that you want to list, I would suggest calling us or calling someone that has some experience. I think this market is going to be different for the next year or two, and it's not just going to be throw it on and hope it works. You're going to need to do some marketing again and actually do some decent stuff. And you're really going to have to make a plan on how do you handle multiple offers if you get them, or how do you handle not getting offers and what does that mean? So, yeah, I think that wraps it up. Anything else we missed, Kev, can think of? Rach over there, you got anything to add? She's shaking her head. Nope. She's got nothing to add today. She's keeping the emails going. So thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Okers. This was February's market analysis for January in the Grand Rapids market. Thanks, guys. See ya.